This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no like fabricating it tomorrow, you know, like you don't have to trick yourself into believing that your back is against the wall. Like sometimes maybe you do.
Right.
It's like, oh, nobody believes in us. And, you know, we're going to have to, they picked us to go 7-5 or whatever. No, you got two losses. If you lose, you're out pretty much. Like also the College Football Playoff Committee had you outside the top 12. Like,
yes.
They were in the 12, but they had you outside the bracket. Like, it's real. Like, they really don't believe in Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, that's Kirby doesn't have to go in there and sell it.
You see it with your own two eyes.
It's true. Like, yeah. They really don't think you're a playoff team right now. Like, and to be fair, Georgia hadn't played like a playoff team over the last couple of games.
Yeah.
So it's interesting for them to be in a point where for so long, for so many games in a row, I mean, it was like 50-something games in a row, you had to invent some sort of, you know, obviously there's big games and stuff, you don't have to talk yourself into it, but like times you had to come up with, oh, nobody's buying us, this is, you know, it's us against the world and all that kind of stuff. Like, it really is.
Yeah.
It really is tomorrow night. Like, yeah. And you're going to be without your leading rusher as well. Trevor Etienne's not going to be available.
Yeah, and that just, obviously he's your best runner, so that just kills you because you know, Nate had a rough day last weekend with putting the ball on the ground.
He fumbles.
And everything.
Yeah, and, I mean, do that.
Yeah, you can't put the ball on the ground. And then, you know, when you put Cash in, it seems like it become a little bit more predictable. And
yeah.
So that's going to be the thing with, you know, Cash is going to have to get some more carries. They're going to probably have to throw the ball, you know, a couple of times to Nate to try to set off some of that, you know, as far as predictability when either back is in the football game. But I think it's going to come down to those five guys at 15. I think that's where this game is going to have to be won. You know, those guys blocking the front and him making throws and obviously them catching the damn ball.
If you can, and I know this is hard. It's hard for me when it comes to Washington. But, like, to set aside the fact that against all else I'm going to go with Georgia and all that.
Right.
I agree with what you just said assessing the matchup. It comes down to the offensive lineman in 15.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
How do I feel about it?
Is that like a... like an encouraging bottom line?
I have to be encouraged.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, I have to.
You can't try to. Like, yeah. Beyond that, like, that's a fact, right?
Yes.
It comes down to those five guys
right.
who've been disappointing
yes.
and Carson Beck, who's been maybe the most disappointing player in the country.
Probably.
Like, it comes down to those guys
mm-hmm.
beating this team who's good.
Yes.
Like, is that, like, how does that feel?
How does that feel?
Yeah.
Are you asking me if I'm confident that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Yes,
pretty much.
Yes, I am.
How come?
Because I think that, you know, more than anything, I think that when you have a coach like Kirby and you have a pedigree of him getting his team ready for more times than not, I will go with the more times than not. And so when I look at going back to last week, I thought Ole Miss had a better plan than Georgia. I thought Ole Miss did everything they needed to do offensively to beat Georgia and negate Georgia's strength, which is their defense. I thought that that Ole Miss did a great job of making Georgia one-dimensional and putting all the pressure on those five guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if Georgia, and I don't think they're going to try, even though they don't have Etienne, I don't look at it as a standpoint that Kirby's going to they're not going to have these guys win the game. I say they need to win it, but they're going to do a lot of things to help these guys win the football.
Yeah, I hope so.
And so that's why I have confidence this weekend. And obviously, I'm always going to side Georgia and ride or die. But if I say it, then I'm going to have to mean it. And I do think, and I do have faith, I'm probably one of the rare people that does. I'm probably one of those people that's not in a wait and see. Oh, we'll wait and see. I think that those five guys and that quarterback will play well tomorrow and they'll win.
Yeah, I don't have a great explanation for it myself, but that's where I lean also. It's, well, I just trust Kirby to do it.
Yeah.
Like, that's not like a good... You know, there's not a lot of substance to that other than he has,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
but he also hasn't been in situations like this that much recently where, you know, we're talking about a unit that has been overmatched. I think you're probably right about Ole Miss having a better plan. I think Ole Miss had better talent, too. I think their front their defensive front was just more talented than Georgia's offensive line.
Yes.
But and Tennessee has a really good front
and
also.
And that's what we'd say is like, and I saw this question last week, and it was like, okay. And Lane Kiffin said as much this week. He was like, well, you know, the championship goes through Georgia. And we had to basically buy a team that can compete because you can't recruit with Georgia. So you got to go out and get better players. And I go back and I look at all the championships and everything as far as when this NIL transfer portal thing came up. And all of those teams, their best players were all homegrown. Their best players weren't transfer portal kids. Mm-hmm. Now, Ole Miss's best players are all transfer portal guys. Mm-hmm. And so is that going to be the new way? Because you look at all the top teams, you know, Ohio State's, they got transfers and everything. You look at Oregon, they got transfer quarterback, obviously Miami, but can you win championships like that?
I think it's going to be a mix. I think it's going to be a combo.
I'm waiting to see it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see somebody's, their best player, not good player, their best player on their team being a transfer guy, not being homegrown. Because you remember you said it last week, like Kirby's probably going to, he needs to, or think about going into the portal to get one of these high-priced quarterbacks and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Is that a recipe for championship? Because we have not seen that yet.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, obviously, Michigan wins it last year with a recruit quarterback. Georgia won it the years before that with a – he transferred back in.
Transferred back in.
After he left.
Right.
And that's the biggest outlier. Like, you're just not going to win much with a guy like that ever again, probably.
Right. But the thing about it, the team was built perfect for him.
It was perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The team was built perfect for him.
No doubt. Like, if you have, you know, you have all that around him. The weird thing for me about analyzing this game between Tennessee and Georgia is they switched roles over the last couple of years. Like, Tennessee wants to come in here and play this hard-nosed defense and run the football.
Yeah.
Georgia's going to throw it a lot.
Is it a necessity?
It's really weird.
But my thing about the whole Tennessee, because I agree with you right now how they're currently playing, do you think they want to be like that?
I don't know.
I don't think
that.
They
want,
they wanted that boy.
Yeah, I think they'd like Nico to be throwing it a little bit more and have that be the identity of the offense. But I think it's also credit to them to be like, you know what? He's a little inconsistent.
Damn it.
This running back we got's awesome. Let's hand him the ball a whole bunch of times and win games like that, and they have.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.